You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. We are all about empowering entrepreneurs to be successful in a rapidly changing digital world, helping you stand out as a celebrity expert in your industry in an oversaturated digital landscape. And today's very special guest, I'm very excited about it. We just had Veterans Day yesterday, and today we are actually having a retired U.S. Army major, Linda Patton, on our show talking to us about the importance of leadership and how to be an effective leader. So welcome to the Tech with Heart show, Linda. Yay!
Michelle, it is such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. Your community is just amazing, and I'm just delighted to be here and to be able to talk about my favorite subject, which is leadership.
Oh, I know, and a female leader as well. I absolutely just love that you are a major in the U.S. Army. And, you know, you grew up in the big boys town. I mean, you were a woman in the leadership position in a very heavily dominated male environment, and you you excelled, and now you're teaching others how to excel as well as effective leaders. And I, as a woman, I just couldn't be more proud of you.
Oh, thank you so very much.
I'm going to just introduce you real quick here, because I know I mentioned that you are a U.S. major, but you also have done a phenomenal things. You're the founder of Dare to Lead with Linda, and you work with women, but you also work with men. And you work on with them through programs called Awaken the Leader. So I love that. And you also have written some many, many books and getting ready to write another one. We're going to talk about that today. But so you are an established leader. You're an established author. And here you are now on our show sharing with entrepreneurs and small business owners how to be a leader in tomorrow's world. And what that essentially means is how we can be effective in a virtual world. So let's go ahead and get started. I think it's going to be a great interview. So can you go ahead and I'm sure it will be. So can you share with us, what is the best way for us to lead right now in this chaos during this pandemic? Please share.
Michelle, leadership is probably one of the most maligned words in the English language, partly because people don't understand it. They don't know what they really want, what they're looking at. They think management is leadership, and it's not. We manage things, we lead people. And so that's a real fine distinction between the two. And what I found, you know, as you said, I come out of the military, so I'm used to command. I'm used to telling people what to do and having them do it right then. I tell the story of the fact that I was an adjutant, which means I got to stand in front of everybody else on a parade field. And you're talking about five battalions with five companies in each battalion and five platoons in each company. And of that, there were 30 women per. So you're talking about 1,800 people on a parade field. And my voice had to be heard across that parade field, and everybody had to move exactly when I told them to move. It's a really powerful position to be in. And because the military is predominantly men, that's what we see coming out of the military. We have people in corporate. You look at your corporate presidents, your vice presidents, and they're all in command mode. They're all in telling you what to do. What I love about that, though, is if you're a first responder, that's exactly what you want to do. As a firefighter, if you're trying to get people out of a fire, you want to say, "We're going that way." And they all go, okay. And they go with you. What you don't want is the three people over here who go, "You know, I really don't like that staircase. I think I want to go on that one." You won't save people doing that. So command has that responsibility. However, we're in a whole different world. Command is not the be all end all. And so we look at our heart, and you know, we move the head to the heart. And what we find is influence, which is creative, it's collaborative, it's community, it's empathy, it's all the things that the men go, "That's a little weak for me." And yet we as women find it to be our strength. That's where we really shine, is in those aspects. And so when you say to them, and you have to tell, it's like, I don't know. Influence is all around asking questions. And my favorite question in the whole wide world is just curious, da 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 da. And I get so much information, and there's a dialogue going on at the same time. So what I'm saying is, we can no longer use command by itself. We can no longer use influence by itself. And so what I've done is taken the two and married them in a term that I coined, and it's comfluential. So it's the calm from command and the fluence from influential. And when you blend those two, it's like a beautiful dance. If I don't know whether you watch Dancing with the Stars, but I have two favorite dances. One is the Argentine tango, and the other is the Paso Doble, both of which have a lot of power and strength in it. But the really powerful moves are when the man and the woman are together and really bringing those movements out. When they're alone, it's good and whatever, but the power is in the dance when they're both together. And that's the power of confluential leadership.
So it's a hybrid model.
It is.
We use that phrase a lot in the technology world. So you're taking the good of the command and you're taking the good of the influence and you're marrying them together. And so I'm assuming that you teach that in your training programs, how to do that hybrid model.
We do. I have a 16-week program called Awaken the Leader that really goes through all of that. So we look at leadership, we look at vision, we look at all the things that you would normally think of as a leader, things that you would normally do, but we use that model. How do you blend that so that you're not telling people, this is our vision, this is what we're gonna do. It's more inclusive. How do I bring the visions of the people who are on my team into that larger vision? How do I look at goals and that kind of thing? What's my mindset? How do I create my message? My movement, my, how do I name my year? What is this year? This year for me was 2020, the year of clear vision. And we developed this program. It took me 9 months. I thought, we're birthing a baby here, but I'm so proud of it. It really is extremely powerful, and it teaches new skills. It's taking what you already know and really taking it to the next level.
I think that's fantastic, because we're finding ourselves in, I mean, the word for me, 2020 seemed to bring a lot of the word unprecedented.
Yes,
that was
yes.
being used so many times. And so we, as leaders of companies and teams, we're having to juggle a little bit if we're not used to being in confluence,
yes.
You know, as a leader online with virtual teams. And a lot of people are, especially in the Check With Heart audience. I know we tend to have a more of a small business audience, but mm-hmm. that's perfectly fine, because you don't and shouldn't be doing everything yourself. So that means you have team members, but that doesn't mean that those team members are coming into an office space. Some oftentimes they're virtual. And so some businesses weren't jolted by the COVID thing causing all businesses to go online, but still you're dealing with people who have stuff happening in their world, and you're trying to wrangle them in. And then the conversations that I've been hearing a lot lately is, how do you keep people's attention? And, you know, because we aren't in, you know, where you're able to command physical like attention.
Right.
So yeah. Can you give us a little bit more insight on some of the techniques, I guess, that we could be, without giving away the shop, right? I mean, can you share with us just some insights, especially during the COVID era, that you're finding are, because I'm hearing like show up as a nurturer, you know, being, you know, confident and calm so that you're helping to set that tone, but you also need to be more empathetic, more nurturing, you know, so what can you speak to that?
Well, and all of those characteristics that you're talking about, Michelle, are on the influence side. They're on the feminine side, the heart side. And I do believe that in this situation, we need more of that. And I find when the feminine leads with all of those things that you were talking about, the masculine supports with the organization, the structure, and the strategy, because that's what he's really good at. And so it softens it, and people feel more engaged in what they're doing. Like I said, I start my meetings always with, just curious, what's been going on for you? what's the good, the bad, and the ugly about, you know, how your work's going, how your family's dealing with this, and that kind of thing. And when you're curious and you open yourself up to hearing what your staff has to say, they feel more safe in being able to share with you the things that aren't going well or where they're having challenges at home. You know, I've got a child in high school, I've got a child in grade school, I've got a child who should be in, you know, kindergarten or younger, and I have to deal with that along with, I have to get on the computer and do my work and this kind of thing. And it's a real challenge for both men and women to be able to handle all of those spinning, I like to say it's spinning plates. You know, can I keep them all up there? And can I be successful in everything that I'm doing? So this is where the feminine really shines, is being able to be empathetic with them and to work with them on, let's look at what a schedule might look like. You know, we need to get X done. How does that work with the rest of your life? So we're not ignoring the fact that people are going through horrific situations right now. And you're constantly worried, well, what if I go outside or I go see a client or whatever? The scariest thing for me was I went out, I was a census worker for one day. That's all I could handle. And it scared me a lot as to where I was going, who I was seeing, what were they doing as far as protection was concerned. And I said, no, I can't do this in good faith and still stay in health. So I value the people who did it. I just couldn't. And the other thing was with the heat, I said, well, aren't you concerned about us being out in the heat? And was like, you make the choice. So I did. But I think the key to really successful leadership right now is knowing what your people's vision is. What do they want to see? Where's their goal? What would make them feel really awesome at the end of the year because they were able to accomplish something? And then make sure that you can make that happen for them. And when you can do that, and you can tie it into the vision of the entire organization, it becomes a really powerful team. I have to tell you about a picture that I have of this pride of lions. And the male is out front and he's focused. And he's focused on the cameraman. And his entire pride is behind him, walking forward, also all eyes on the cameraman. If I were the cameraman, I would have been really nervous. But it shows the power of a team when they are all in sync and they're all moving in the same location, in the same time frame. And we can accomplish anything when we're that synergistic.
So I think communication obviously is a humongous playing factor. You mentioned asking questions to find out. I mean, if you want your team to take ownership in the overall vision, give them that voice. That's what I'm hearing you say. Yeah, but go ahead.
And the other thing with that too is with solutions, you know, I never want somebody to just come in and drop the problem on my desk. No. You have a problem, something's come up, it's a problem. Bring it in with at least 3 recommendations of solutions. And then which one would you choose? Oftentimes what I found was my folks wouldn't come in because they'd solved the problem before they ever had to come to me. And
that's good.
That empowers them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
So where can we as leaders go to learn more about how we can do this hybrid model of teaching? You mentioned, again, I'm going to talk about the command and the influence meet in the middle for the most powerful, effective leadership style. Mm-hmm. And that is something that you've coined, and that's something that you teach. And again, I'm just going to reiterate that you are a woman who rose up through the ranks of a highly male-dominated field in the military. You were a major.
I was.
Yes. And you got there. I know you. I've actually heard some of your stories. And your story of how you were able to get, well, I think, a general to shift his menu options. I mean, somebody who'd only, everybody was too afraid to try something different. And you came around and you were able to influence him to open up his mind a little bit. That is a sign of a great leader right there. When you can influence somebody to become more than what they ever even knew that they were capable of. That is excellent. So you are obviously the great person to work with, but where does one go to start this process of learning how to be a confluential leader?
Well, Michelle, as you know, I wrote a book among seven, actually there are nine currently. Two of my own, and there's a third one coming out soon. The first one I wrote was The Art of Herding Cats, Leading Teams of Leaders, because at that point I was in network marketing. And what I saw was we had all sorts of independent contractors. No one was beholden to anybody else. So needless to say, command would never have worked. Influence, yeah, sometimes, but not always. So it was how do I engage my team so that they feel a part of something bigger? And it was a 12-step program. And what I used to like to say is that it's a recovery program for reluctant leaders. Then the most current one, and really is the place to go to hear my philosophy and to see how it works in confluential leadership. And that's called No One Stood Up When I Entered the Room, One Woman's Journey from Command to True Leadership. Because as you know, as a senior officer, I walk in a room and everybody had to stand up. There was no question about that. They stood up, they'd stay standing until I told them they could sit down. There's a power in that. And so when I got out, we as women had shifted from you go out to dinner with your husband and friends, and the women would get up to go to the ladies' room and the men would stand up. And when you came back, they would stand up. They don't do that anymore. We did that to ourselves in some respects. But I learned from that transition from command to influence that bringing the two together is really powerful. I also talk about genetic history and the things that we bring as a woman into leadership that are not necessarily good, but they're part of our gender heritage. It's what we were told when we were kids. It's what we're told as we go into business about who we are, what we can do, and how we show up in the business world. And that has to change as well. We have to have our own place at the table. I think one of the powerful things out of this election is Kamala Harris to be the first Black woman, the first Southern Asian woman, and the first woman to be the vice president, and to have a second gentleman. I just think that's awesome. And so she's broken so many barriers. Now let's keep moving it forward.
So obviously you've got a couple of books that people can go and read, and we will provide those links into the comment section below. But also, where would they go to learn? You said, well, tell us a little bit about this upcoming program. You said it's called, I'm sorry, I can't find it right now. What was it
called? Awaken the Leader?
Yes, Awaken the Leader. How can one go and sign up for that?
Well, what I like to do before I have somebody sign up is have a conversation with me. The program is very comprehensive. And like I said, it is 16 weeks. And we delve into many different topics, from mindset to resilience to your leadership style, vision, goals, all of that. So it's very comprehensive. In fact, if you went to Harvard and you covered the same topics, and they don't do mindset or emotional intelligence, you'd be paying almost $100,000. Needless to say, this program is not that much money, but it has that same comprehensiveness that you'd see in a college course. The cool thing is, I'm a boots on the ground kind of leader. I have a degree in organizational behavior and management and leadership, but I learned my leadership with people in organizations, in the military, and that's how I honed my leadership skills. So that's what you're getting, is that boots on the ground kind of training. What I would really love, Michelle, as I said, I'm writing the third book, and I want interviews. I want to talk to leaders, men, women, whoever. I would love millennials. As I told you, 63% of the millennials that we've surveyed say their leadership skills are not being developed. And that's criminal, because they're the next generation. They're the ones who are going to be leading us in the next few years. And so I want to interview people who are in leadership or who are thinking about being in leadership, and really find out what's going well, what's not going well, or what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly about leadership. Because the third book is going to be all about that. And what can you do to change that dynamic? So if they would send me an email.
Yeah, go ahead and give them your email if that's what you would prefer.
Linda at Dare, the number 2, leadwithlinda.com. You can also go to my website and go to the contact page and just write interview, and we'll connect with you and set up a time to do that. I find that that's been really, one, it helps me out with the book, but two, by being able to talk to them about what their issues are, then we can look at, does the program make sense for you? Or is there some other way that we can serve you and your leadership?
Well, that is an excellent opportunity. We all need more leadership. That's what I'm hearing, especially now with COVID, is that people are looking to leaders, and we just need more excellent leaders to step up and lead, lead with confidence, lead with influence, lead with emotional IQ, EQ, yes. They call it, yeah, EQ, and help us navigate through this storm that we are in. And it's not going to go away anytime soon. So please, if you are feeling that, you know, you want to be a better and more effective leader, I encourage you, reach out to Linda at daretoleadwithlinda.com with the number 2 for the dare 2. And also, if you are interested in being interviewed on the Tech with Heart show, where we're all about empowering entrepreneurs to be successful in a digital world, please reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com. Join our network, share with us on Facebook or in any of our other groups. We're on a lot of different platforms where we want to hear from you. What is it you're working on? What is it that you need help with? How can we come alongside you and support you? Because I do know this, we all will rise if we work together, rise together and step up and be more effective leaders, be more effective team, and also grab technology and utilize it so that it's effective, but not forgetting and forsaking our need as human beings to connect with one another. That is the key element here. So Linda, it has been delightful. Thank you so very much for joining us today on the Tech with Heart show. Happy Veterans Day. And thank you so much for your service. Really, really, really mean that.